time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh, oh my God. No.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing very well.
Great.
Thanks so much for asking. What did you want to confess, Anonymous?
Okay. I like to eat all the food that doesn't belong to me in my office refrigerator.
Well, okay.
You like to eat all the food that doesn't belong to you in your office refrigerator.
Yep. Yes, that is me. That is totally me.
Why do you like to do that?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I kind of think it's funny.
It's funny?
You know, like, I mean, I'll eat all sorts of things that, you know, don't belong to me. Like, you know, have sandwich or yogurt or one time a guy brought, like, a box of ice cream cones,
and put them in the freezer,
and I just, like, had one, but I had one every day, and then they were gone, and he sent out a really, really long email to, like, everybody in the office, I guess I just think it's kind of funny.
So is it that you're hungry or that you think it's funny?
Well, it's definitely because I only eat things that I like.
Why don't you just buy your own food, though?
She's got a fridge full of...
Too.
You do that,
I
too?
Mean, I do get my own food, too, but if there's, like, something in the refrigerator that I like better than what I brought, I just go for it.
You just go for it.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Yep. And... So other than the guy with the ice cream cones, has anyone else, like, confronted you or complained about it? Or do people not know it's you stealing the food?
Oh, yeah. No. Nobody knows it's me. But, yeah, people complain a lot about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people complain. Like, I mean, there are, like, emails that go around and, like, people leaving notes in the refrigerator. So, yeah, it's, like, it's definitely noticed. Something I've been doing, like, to throw people off my trail is I will, like, say, I'll tell people that I have had food stolen from me too. I, like, told someone that I had, like, a veggie wrap stolen from the refrigerator, and I complain a lot about it too, just so, like, everybody thinks that it's not me.
Yeah, to throw them off.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's pretty. I'll be honest with you. This is, you have all the traits of, like, a sociopath.
I mean, it's just food. I don't, like, you know, want to hurt animals or something.
I mean, it's not just food. You take personal enjoyment from it, and you've connived a way of throwing people off so you can continue to do it without getting caught. That's pretty tricky.
It's pretty messed up, too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I know that I probably should stop doing it, but I just can't, you know, I just can't. And, like, when I see something in the refrigerator, I want it, I just take it.
All right.
I just can't stop myself, really, at this point.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? I think I can cure you. You should come here to the radio station and just look in our refrigerator, because I guarantee you won't want to eat anything out of the refrigerator ever again.
That is true.
We have mustard in there from, like, 1997.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
That's right. She's like, no, I'll take my new food, please.
All right, Anonymous. Well, listen, best of luck to you, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
Hey, MJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, MJ. What do you want to say about this anonymous caller who steals stuff from the office fridge?
Oh, you know what? Her integrity is not intact. Tell her that's considered stealing. And that really makes it hard on some of the people where that's all they have to eat the whole day. I'm just so upset to hear that, because it's not nice.
Yeah.
And you know what? That would be immediate grounds for terminations where I work. We've had too many people come back. Where I work, a lot of people are struggling to make ends meet. They, you know, buy ring mess because they can't afford anything else. And for her to take out what she thinks is so cute and yummy, you know, I'm not falling for it. She deserves to get caught and be terminated. I hope somebody recognizes her voice.
Yeah.
So upset.
All right. I just want to make sure, I was going to be clear on one thing, MJ. When you say terminated, you mean fired from her job, not, like, killed execution style.
No, okay. Fired from her job.
All right, God, not like Arnold Schwarzenegger style, like, you've been terminated.
Terminated.
Hey, Seth from Lake City, good morning, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Oh, good. What do you want to say, Seth?
Well, I was just listening to that broadcast of that weird sociopathic food thief lady.
Yeah.
And we had something similar happening at our office, and we weren't sure who it was, so we were getting really frustrated at it. So we had a nice little plan to fix that.
What was the plan?
So we had this lady who had really good cakes. Like, everyone knew her cakes were, like, epically good from potlucks. And,
oh, yeah.
Well, she decided to make one and use a lot of Visine in the ingredients and in the icing. So, and I don't know if you know this, but Visine gives you, like, epic diarrhea.
Yeah, no, I saw Wedding Crashers. Yeah.
So we came up with that plan, and there was a couple slices missing the next morning. And we knew exactly who it was because he was glued to the toilet pretty much all day. And after that, we were like, yeah, you're a dirtbag.
Huh. So
you deserved it.
All right. Well, wow. And wow, that's a great story. Thanks so much for calling.
That's
and
a good trap. I thought he was going to say he set up like a video camera or something.
Right.
No, we just gave him diarrhea.
So we tried to poison him. And it worked.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
What's worse, stealing food from your employees, from your fellow employees, or trying to kill them with Visine?
Yeah, that's close.
Now this is getting a little crazy.
I it's a little too far.
That guy was wrong. So you know what we did?
Tried to
kill him. Anonymous from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Nothing much. We're good.
Anonymous. Nothing much.
Are you also a food stealing sociopath?
Actually, no. I'm the other side. I'm the one that used to get all my food stolen out of the fridge for lunch, and I had to get my lunch, and it would be gone.
Oh no, that's
so
horrible.
Messed up.
So it happened several times in my office. I mean, we're talking like 5-6 times, and I finally had enough. And my husband was like, you know, why don't we figure out who it is? And I was like, I've tried. I can't figure out who it is. I've, you know, tried stocking the fridge, and nothing works. So he was like, well, here. And we mixed some of that milk of magnesia stuff with the mayonnaise when I made my sandwich, and we put it in the fridge. Sure enough, we figured out who was stealing my lunch later that day.
Wait.
Oh, my God. That's just like the other guy who put Visine in the cake.
What does milk of magnesia do? It makes
it's
you
like
sick?
It's like a laxative.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you bake cookies with X-Lax in them, and then you
leave
them.
Oh.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. Again.
Yeah.
Probably not the best idea.
No.
To
just
you know,
set up a camera. That's what I would do.
Yeah. I mean, well, we have cameras in our office.
Yeah. Go back and ask for the security footage.
Right.
They may see me stealing a little bit of creamer once from someone.
Megan.
It was like a tiny bit.
Joke's on you.
And it didn't have a name on it. If it doesn't have a name on it, then I don't know who it is.
Joke's on you. It wasn't creamer. Hey, Daryl from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, great, Daryl. What'd you want to say?
I want to say, suggest to her that she watches the episode of Friends where Ross gets his moist maker sandwich stolen because he lost his mind over that.
That was a great episode. Almost as good as the episode where he thought Joey was trying to take a bullet for him, but really he was trying to save his sandwich in the cop car during the ride-along.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, you don't remember that one?
No.
A lot of great food-related Friends episodes. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Rebecca from the West Side, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Rebecca. What'd you want to say?
I was just calling to say that if it was me, I would have bought a really tasty-looking yogurt and then left it unrefrigerated for 3 days and then put it in the refrigerator, and then you would know who got sick.
Yeah.
People love to poison their coworkers.
Right, I don't think that makes it okay. I mean, that's the thing. I think that if you intentionally put bad food or poisoned food in a place where someone eats it, I think you're also liable of something much worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with that.
Than just stealing. I mean, again, I don't know. I'm no legal expert. It just seems bad.
Yeah.
Christina from Arlington, how are you?
Oh, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
What'd you want to say, Christina?
I was just going to say that I'm also a victim of office food stealer, you know, before.
Right.
And I agree with the previous caller. Somebody could put something really disgusting to set her up, and then she's, you know, puking or pooping or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you should really think about that before you go eating somebody else's food. But also, that could be all they had for the day, you know. And
right.
So inconsiderate and just mean.
Yeah.
I normally don't call in about these things, but this pissed me off.
It sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
No, it really, I mean, it is rude.
I'll have somebody else set her up because it's nasty.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I mean, it's different than when someone says, hey, there's free food. Like, we get food all the time here at the radio station. And we'll, you know, Megan and I will take what we want first. And then we'll take the rest of the kitchen and just say, hey, free food.
Yeah.
If that's anybody wants it.
Than like something that's like purposely in the fridge where you can tell it's someone else's.
Yeah.
You
know? That's totally different. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. But, and also we should also point out again, don't poison your coworkers.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Norma from the South Side. How are you?
Fine. And yourself?
Good. Did you steal food?
No, I didn't. But I used to work in a cruise line. And every time we left the desk, the computer, underneath there was a drawer. So we kept candies over there. And I used to bring a Hershey bar. And every time, my Hershey bar disappeared. So one day, I got X-Lax. I got a cloth with water. I erased the word X-Lax, wrapped it in Hershey paper, and I knew who was stealing my Hershey bar.
Wow. That is also horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, instead of asking, it's so easy to ask, can you give me, please, a piece?
Yeah.
You don't have to steal. So.
No, you don't steal it. I hopefully they're not stealing anything from you ever again.
No, I will take care of it.
You took care of that, yeah.
Go into the bathroom.
All right. One time, somebody stole my apple, so I put a razor blade in it, and now I know who's stealing my apple.
I know, right?
Because they look like the Joker.
Jeez.
People are crazy.
I know.
I don't want to even work with people anymore after hearing this.
No, me neither.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.